Here's an old friend for me. This was the first functioning GPS receiver, the macrometer. As I mentioned, it was an interferometric receiver. You see here the receiver itself on the floor next to the tripod. It was rather heavy. It took two people to carry it, actually, and we carried them in vans, specially built for the purpose. The micrometer had to be, of course, used simultaneously with others. The same concept as we discussed of relative positioning, receivers operating simultaneously. And they had to be brought together, and their clocks had to be synced up. Their oscillators had to be synced up because, of course, they didn't have access to the. We didn't have access to the navigation message since we weren't using the codes. It was a completely codeless receiver. The antenna here was a meter square of aluminum, and you can see the dome with the dipole antenna on the underneath part. And of course, the antenna was cabled to the receiver. You can almost see the tape drives on the front. We used tapes to record the observations. And the system ran, as I recall, on 110 volts, so we had to carry generators with us. It was quite a beefy system to carry around and quite expensive. But it worked, and it worked rather well. It was possible to achieve 1 to 2 parts per million of the station separation, which was much more accurate than the 100-meter spec we were talking about earlier. And, of course, this was possible because of the use of the carrier phase or the carrier beat phase observable. And so it was extraordinary accuracy from the very beginning, from the very first GPS receiver.